This is the podcast for the cohesion page of eapfoundation.com, the website for all your academic English needs. Cohesion and coherence are important features of academic writing. They are one of the features tested in exams of academic English, including the IELTS test and the TOEFL test. This podcast gives information on what cohesion is and how to achieve good cohesion. It also explains the difference between cohesion and coherence, and how to achieve good coherence. On the website, there's also an example essay to highlight the main features of cohesion mentioned in this podcast, as well as some exercises to help you practice. So first, what is cohesion? It's important for the parts of a written text to be connected together. Another word for this is cohesion. This word comes from the verb cohere, which means to stick together. Cohesion is therefore related to ensuring that the words and sentences you use stick together. Good cohesion is achieved through the following five main methods, each of which is described in more detail in this podcast: repeated words or ideas, reference words, transition signals, substitution, and ellipsis. Two other ways in which cohesion is achieved in a text, which are covered less frequently in academic English courses, are shell nouns and thematic development. These are also considered in this podcast. So first, repeated words or ideas. One way to achieve cohesion is to repeat words or to repeat ideas using different words, in other words, synonyms. Study the following example. Repeated words or synonyms are stressed. Cohesion is an important feature of academic writing. It can help ensure that your writing coheres or sticks together, which will make it easier for the reader to follow the main ideas in your essay or report. You can achieve good cohesion by paying attention to five important features. The first of these is repeated words. The second key feature is reference words. The third one is transition signals. The fourth is substitution. The final important aspect is ellipsis. In this example, the word cohesion is used several times, including as a verb, coheres. It is important in academic writing to avoid too much repetition, so using different word forms or synonyms is common. The word writing is also used several times, including the phrase essay or report, which is a synonym for writing. The word's important features are also repeated, again using synonyms: key feature, important aspect. Next, let's look at reference words. Reference words are words which are used to refer to something which is mentioned elsewhere in the text, usually in a preceding sentence. The most common type is pronouns, such as it, or this, or these. Let's study the previous example again. This time the reference words are stressed. Cohesion is an important feature of academic writing. It can help ensure that your writing coheres or sticks together, which will make it easier for the reader to follow the main ideas in your essay or report. You can achieve good cohesion by paying attention to five important features. The first of these is repeated words. The second key feature is reference words. The third one is transition signals, the fourth is substitution, the final important aspect is ellipsis. The words it, which, and these are reference words. The first two of these, it and which, both refer to cohesion used in the preceding sentence. The final example, these, refers to important features, again used in the sentence that precedes it. Next then, transition signals. Transition signals, also called cohesive devices or linking words, are words or phrases which show the relationship between ideas. There are many different types, the most common of which are explained in the section on transition signals. Some examples of transition signals are, for example, used to give examples, in contrast, used to show a contrasting or opposite idea, first, used to show the first item in a list, as a result, used to show a result or effect. Let's study the previous example again. This time the transition signals are stressed. Here the transition signals simply give a list relating to the five important features: first, second, third, fourth, and final. You can achieve good cohesion by paying attention to five important features. The first of these is repeated words. The second key feature is reference words. The third one is transition signals. The fourth is substitution. The final important aspect is ellipsis. Next, substitution. Substitution means using one or more words to replace, in other words substitute, for one or more words used earlier in the text. Grammatically, it is similar to reference words, the main difference being that substitution is usually limited to the clause which follows the word or words being substituted, whereas reference words can refer to something far back in the text. The most common words used for substitution are one, so, and auxiliary verbs such as do, have, and be. The following is an example. Drinking alcohol before driving is illegal in many countries, since doing so can seriously impair one's ability to drive safely. In this sentence, the phrase doing so substitutes for the phrase drinking alcohol before driving, which appears at the beginning of the sentence. In the previous passage, there is just one example of substitution, the word one, which substitutes for the phrase important features. The third one is transition signals. Next, ellipsis. Ellipsis means leaving out one or more words because the meaning is clear from the context. Ellipsis is sometimes called substitution by zero, since essentially one or more words are substituted with no word taking their place. In the previous text, there is one example of ellipsis, the phrase the fourth is, which means the fourth important feature is. So the words important feature have been omitted. The fourth is substitution. So I mentioned there are two other ways to achieve cohesion in a text. First, shell nouns. Shell nouns are abstract nouns which summarize the meaning of preceding or succeeding information. This summarizing helps to generate cohesion. Shell nouns may also be called carrier nouns, signaling nouns, or anaphoric nouns. Examples are approach, aspect, category, challenge, change, characteristics, class, difficulty, effect, event, fact, factor, feature, form, issue, manner, method, problem, process, purpose, reason, result, stage, subject, system, task, tendency, trend, and type. They are often used with pronouns this, these, that, or those, or with the definite article the. For example, virus transmission can be reduced by frequent washing of hands, use of face masks, and isolation of infected individuals. These methods, however, are not completely effective and transmission may still occur, especially among health workers who have close contact with infected individuals. An increasing number of overseas students are attending university in the UK. This trend has led to increased support networks for overseas students. In the example passage used throughout this podcast, the word features serves as a shell noun, summarizing the information later in the passage. You can achieve good cohesion by paying attention to five important features. Lastly, thematic development. Cohesion can also be achieved by thematic development. The term theme refers to the first element of a sentence or clause. The development of the theme in the rest of the sentence is called the ream. It is common for the ream in one sentence to form the theme in the next sentence. This type of organization is often referred to as given to new structure and helps to make writing cohere. Consider the following short passage, which is an extension of the first example above. Virus transmission can be reduced via frequent washing of hands, use of face masks, and isolation of infected individuals. These methods, however, are not completely effective and transmission may still occur, especially among health workers who have close contact with infected individuals. It is important for such health workers to pay particular attention to transmission methods and undergo regular screening. Here we have the following pattern. Virus transmission is the theme, can be reduced via frequent washing of hands, use of face masks, and isolation of infected individuals is the ream. These methods is the new theme, which is the ream of the preceding sentence, are not completely effective and transmission may still occur, especially among health workers who have close contact with infected individuals. That's the ream. Health workers, that's the theme, contained in the ream of the preceding sentence, need to pay particular attention to transmission methods and undergo regular screening. And that's the ream. Let's now consider cohesion and coherence. The words cohesion and coherence are often used together with similar meaning, which relates to how a text joins together to make a unified whole. Although they are similar, they are not the same. Cohesion relates to the micro level of the text, in other words, the words and sentences and how they join together. Coherence, in contrast, relates to the organization and connection of ideas and whether they can be understood by the reader, and as such is concerned with the macro level features of a text, such as topic sentences, thesis statement, the summary in the concluding paragraph, and other bigger features including headings such as those used in reports. Coherence can be improved by using an outline before writing, or a reverse outline, which is an outline written after the writing is finished, to check that the ideas are logical and well organized. Asking a peer to check the writing to see if it makes sense, in other words, peer feedback, is another way to help improve coherence in your writing. So that's cohesion and coherence in academic writing. Remember to check out the website for more detail, including an example essay and some exercises to help you practice this area of academic English. Visit eapfoundation.com/writing/cohesion.